tonight is to warm up. Then we'll touch a few spots that hopefully had some time to look at over the weekend. And then we will run the piece. We'll take an early break tonight so that we have time to run the piece, and then we'll do gala music afterwards. Okay. Any questions? All right, stand up and let's warm up. All right, let's reach up to the sky. And all the way to your left. And all the way to my left. And let's roll our shoulders forward. And let's roll them back. And we'll leave them back and down. All right, we're going to take in a nice big breath, and on shh, we're going to blow all of our air out over the course of 8 beats. So we'll breathe in for breathe in for 4, blowing out all of our air on shh for 8 beats. Ready? And breathe, 2, 3, 4, shh, 5, 6, 7, 8. Great. Raise your hand if you blew out all of your air in those 8 beats. All right. Let's try it again. Ready? And breathe. 2, 3, 4. Shh. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Great. Can we take a good breath and repeat after me? Good. So we're engaging all of our articulators. We're engaging our core. We're getting the body warmed up. Can we have D major, please? Let's go. And. Good breath. I'd like to go, yeah? Ready, and breathe. Okay, so we need to keep the same exact amount of air going through the to the should be the same. Controlled open and not just the same amount of air. Ready? Good breath. Favorite. Make sure that we are matching the E and the A exactly to what you're hearing. So if you're a heavier voice or a lighter voice, we can meet in the middle, and then we can build that unified sound within each section and then as an entire chorus. So good shh and good listening. Ready? And three. Entirety of tonight, I want us to spend our listening energy on listening to the person next to you and really trying to match those vowels. As we get more and more comfortable and more confident in the notes, then it becomes even more important that this unified sound comes from each section and then from the entire chorus together, yeah?
Yeah.
Great. We're going to start, pick up to the bottom system of 13. This is the first measure. Good, good. Can you now take 10 seconds to mark whatever it is that you need so that we do that when we get to it, when we run through it again, and every time moving forward? All right, let's move on. Let's do, pick up to measure 110. Sorry,
still on page 14.
Tenors and altos on your entrance. Ready, one, two. Good. Everyone, a cappella. Sitting tall, music between you and me. Ready? Measure of the top of 15. Can we make sure that the E natural to the E flat, we don't go too far down on the E flat? It's just a small half step. Yeah? One more time. Top of 15. Really good breath. We'll start on the first measure of the second system. Piano. It can be even louder, I think. And more pleading. Right on our measure that we start. Good. Just altos and tenors. Someone sing the bass part, maybe a tenor straddling. Can we just do alto and tenor a cappella, please? Ready, one. Good, tenors. I'm hearing the O. Can it be a little bit rounder? Right now it feels a little oh Lord, but oh Lord. One more time, altos and tenors. Ready, one. Everyone, a cappella. Ready, one. Good, sopranos, we need to prepare our breath better so that we're not scooping up to the O. Breathing in on an O vowel, one. Exactly. Let's move on. Page 18. Yes, Phil.
How do we end the word Lord? Lord.
Let's do.
I'm hearing all Lord, so
yeah. Thanks. Great question. The question was, how do we end the word Lord? Can we end it with D I H D? Lord. As opposed to oh Lord or Lord. Lord. Just a little extra shadow. Yeah? Great. Thank you, Phil. Bottom of 18. We'll start, on the last measure of the top of 18. Measure 168, and I feel that there needs to be momentum through the triplet. Yeah, da, da, da. Yeah? Use that crescendo to help. Top of 19 is the downbeat. Ready? And as a reminder for everyone else, the crescendo should reach forte, and the decrescendo should come to mezzo piano. Great. Can we do that one more time? And sopranos, that beautiful, pure, no vibrato, not too heavy, very light sound that we worked on last week. Ready? Even more. Ready? Exactly. Let's do all three of these on page 18 and 19. Starting at measure 161. Make sure that there's a big difference between the first two. Each one on 18 and 19 should feel very different, right? Mezzo piano with decrescendo. Accent with crescendo. Crescendo, decrescendo. Here we go. 161. System of page 43. Sounds super prepared. And then, top of 44, first measure. Sopranos and tenors, your last note should be a dotted quarter note with an eighth rest to put the S. Altos and basses, your last note should be an eighth note with an eighth rest to get the S. On the next measure, everyone should have a tenuto mark, meaning an emphasis on the first note of the measure, whether it's spake or God. And then, sopranos and altos, Moses saying, there should just be one S between Moses and saying. Moses said. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. This time with all of that, right on our entrance. Not too much weight on the first note. The sentence is not and God spake unto Moses saying, yeah? So and God spake unto, he even writes in a crescendo to help us with that. Sopranos and altos. Tenors and basses, can you add the crescendo in 340 from the soprano and alto part to your parts, please? All right, pick up to 340, a cappella. Yeah, and the word unto is becoming too heavy, I think, especially in sopranos, but and God spake unto Moses. The important word is Moses, not unto. Here we go, ready? Measure of page 44, same thing, please. Moses, God. All right, everyone, pick up the 340. Acapella.
Oh,
again, without the Sopranos, most importantly, I'm hearing Hova, but not Jehovah. I know it comes quickly, but we need to just be even a little bit earlier. Ready? Top of 45, alto tenor bass. It's not I, Jehovah. Altos, can we just do the top of 46 alone? Ready? This will be the downbeat of the top of 46. And yeah, good. I feel like our Jehovah is short, and it can be just a little longer. It feels like Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. Same thing, altos. This top of 46. Sorry. Top of 46, altos. Top of 46. Yeah, the question was in 371, first sopranos are singing the same note as measure 370. Yes, the accidental is just a reminder accidental that it is an A flat. Good question. Thank you. Everyone, top of 46. Ready? Bump up our dynamics in 388, 389. Just one. We'll start at mezzo forte and work to forte. Since you have the tune, but I don't want to lose the support that we're getting. Last time. Ready? And. Please write to breathe in that rest. Breathe, go down. Yeah? Any questions here? We'll come back to it when we run. All right, moving on. Page 72. Ah, yes. Can we stand up for this, please? Take a seat. Tenors, going back to 72. Do we have more sound in the tank? Okay. Because if not, we can add altos, because I know it's fine. Okay. All right. Sorry. I just wanted to check. You have to sing 71 pages first. Good. Can we start at page 75, just alto tenor bass, please? And for now, can we just go with those? Yeah, starting at the bottom of 75. Good awe. Cutting off where we should in the 6/8 measure. Yes, it should just be one beat. Yeah, I think we're okay. Thank you. Altos and basses, bottom of 75. First note. Getting that ah vowel, that super tall and super round, yeah? Good. Okay, everyone, bottom of 75. Stuck on each note, please. 6/49, just sopranos. We can always use more seconds. Sorry, ready? And up. It's feeling, it's too long. Ready again? One and two. Exactly, exactly. With everyone, bottom of 78. Last. Second to last measure. Second to last measure. Yes! Going back to 72. Tenors and basses. Take a breath. We need to have the purest vowel. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be annoying, sorry, but I'm going to give you 30 seconds to, on every page between 66 and 79, I'll give you more than 30 seconds, write in something that tells you at a breath to reset your ah vowel. Whatever that means to you. Question, yes. Ah, this is a good question. The question is, what does reset the vowel mean? So, we've worked to get this beautiful ah vowel, and then as we go along through a whole phrase, we tend to collapse or change or get focused on the notes and not on the vowel. And so every time we breathe, I want you to kind of reset to that, oh yeah, we need that beautiful, tall, rounded ah vowel. So something in your music that just reminds you, because Kedrick's not going to stand there in the performance and go, ah! He might, but that would be German opera, I think. Yes, Phil.
Your opinion. What are we? Have we seen awe? Is this like they're walking through the waters of the parted, and we're walking on dry ground? Is this awe kind of like look at this, or is it kind of like it's traveling music? But give us your interpretation. As we sing the awe, is what?
The question is, what is my interpretation of the awe? To me, the awe here, we've come through, we were slaves, we were freed, and they chased us down, and we got through, and they died, but we didn't. And to me, it's a sigh of relief. It's an, you're looking around, wow, like, here's a tree.
But actually, this is the part where actually we're watching, this is the Israelites traveling through the Red Sea, you're watching. Yeah, we haven't gotten it
yet. Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you for clarifying. Okay, so then I think so the sea has given way.
Yeah, the sea's given way.
Okay, so I think it's odd, one, whatever I said before. And then two, I think it's that this is a miracle. This is you have water on both sides, but you're not in it.
Okay.
And it's, yeah. Disbelief.
That's hopeful. Thank you.
Thank you. I went to two seders. You think I can know this? Yes.
And how many cups of wine?
The allotted 4 cups of wine. Different nights. Okay, page 94. Sopranos and altos. Do we all see in measure 872 where it says morendo?
Yes.
So that means dying away. That usually means with both dynamics and tempo. And so likely, I don't know, but likely it will get a little slower. So that really just means watch more intently there, please. Yeah? Great. Can we start on the bottom of 93, Sopranos and Altos, page measure 860? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Good, with a good breath. Really good breath. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Doesn't need to die away so much. Remember where we're singing. Right? In the Paramount, if we sing that quiet, it won't come across as this beautiful tone. Yeah? Good. Can we do this one more time? And in measure 870, can we have a bigger crescendo? Hallelujah. Yeah? Here we go. 860. Connecticut area code. 1, 2, 3. Fermata over the rest. Please mark something right now so that we don't have to stop for this again. There are people singing through it still. Well, it's just people not watching and starting Pharaoh too early. So please circle it, do something, because I don't want to stop for that. Good. Can we do one more time? Page 95 and 96. And thy right needs to feel like a pickup. Yeah? Here we go. Top of 95. Sing ye to Jehovah, for he has triumphed gloriously. Just because we stop doesn't mean we slow down afterwards. We pick up right the same tempo. Yeah? Right on, let's do the whole thing. Why not? Let's stand up. Here we go. Sing ye to Jehovah, for he has triumphed gloriously. Time after the break to run the piece. Yeah? Thank you. Phil.
Yes. Thank you, Sopranos, for setting up chairs.
Huh?
Two Sopranos? Which two Sopranos set up chairs? Which three Sopranos set up chairs? Thank you. Yeah. I am not your father, I am not your uncle, but I will be better. Thank you, bases, for bringing snacks. Tenors, we have the wonderful privilege of setting up next. And Sopranos, you have the wonderful privilege of bringing snacks. For those who can help set up, great double snacks. And bases, as you brought snacks, I'm just giving a little reminder to make sure that you clean up afterwards, right? Especially those of you who are leaving early, don't leave it for your trouble before them. Clean up the snacks at the table and things like that. And one more reminder, there's a potluck on May 22nd. After we do the After we do the best kick butt performance of this piece, of which we have great reviews and all of Oakland and all of the Bay Area is so happy, we will come back together for a few days later to celebrate. So remember that.
I am. All right.